is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Sing, whosoever will come drink of this water. I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. So great to be with you here at Bible Home Church. You know, we're going to have a wonderful message today right out of the Word of God. And it will be the concluding part, in fact, the ninth of a series on the mystery of the seed. The mystery of the seed. So you don't want to miss this, my friends. I want to thank you for your love gifts and your tithes and offerings to this ministry for allowing us to be heard and continue in our activities around the world. And we appreciate that so very much. You've been so good, and I want to thank you for that. Thank you for giving of your finances. You know, God doesn't forget those things. He's watching, and he records these kinds of selfless sacrificial sacrifices by you. Thank you so very much. Well, we always have some beautiful music, as you know, and I love the old gospel songs. I do. I'm just old-fashioned, and that's what we have here at this church. Now, if you want this rock and roll contemporary stuff, please go ahead and take the dial. You have my permission. Turn it to some other station. That's what you'll get there. But if you want beautiful music, very godly music, and of many different styles, you know, I'm not totally old fuddy-duddy, but I'm sort of headed that way. I have to admit. But we're going to have beautiful music regardless. You can call it any style you want. But music that touches the heart. And I believe angelic music that God has given that tells about Jesus and what he has done, what he can do for you. That's the kind of music we look for here. Well, you know, the Gaithers have some music, beautiful music they've written. And they also have some songs. Here's an album called Old Friends. One of the songs is so very beautiful. I want you to hear it. And I think this will mean a lot to you. You know, you just get a picture of what happened. You know, there's so many parents out there that are so terrible. They've done things that they're ashamed of now that they're Christians. They've hurt their kids, harmed and damaged their children. And yes, God can forgive that, and he will. But I'll tell you, you have to face the consequences. But here's a story about a man who his children were so afraid of him, they would cower in the inside the room when he came in the front door. They were afraid of him, you see, because he'd come home drunk and be abusive and maybe beat them or hurt their mama. But one night he came home and he was a different person. And this song is going to tell you about that experience.
I went back to the house where I used to live. My little girl ran and hid behind the door. I said, honey, you don't have to be afraid. You've got a new daddy now. Well, thanks to Calvary.
Yes, that's it.
We don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I am not the dad I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. while the tears ran down my face that afternoon. I tried to tell her, Nana, thanks to Calvary, we don't live here anymore. And I'm free from the fears of tomorrow. Oh boy, what a line this. I'm free from the guilt of my past. I'm free at last.
Thanks for that song. You know, the seed is the most exciting mystery in the Bible. I don't know why most pastors today don't seem to understand. That's why I call this series The Mystery of the Seed. Today we're going to conclude our 9-part series, and we'll have a few new wrinkles for you to think about today as we look at the seed, and we're going to sort of review what we've talked about. I mentioned, of course, we began talking about that the seed is the Word of God. The seed is the Word of God, and Jesus, according to John 1, is the Word of God. And when we're filled by the Holy Spirit, we have the seed of Christ within us. And that's the whole meaning, my friends. You see, I don't know why people don't understand that. Jesus is the seed. Jesus is the Word. And if you have Jesus, you have the seed. Jesus, you see, has established Israel. And it's not an earthly nation. It's a godly principality. It's a godly nation, a peculiar people, a holy priesthood, Israel. And you're part of Israel if you're part of God. If you're one of His chosen vessels, you are a container filled by the Holy Ghost. Now, Abraham was told that in thy seed, many nations will be blessed. And God gave the seed of Abraham the promise, the inheritance. And thus, if you are of the seed of Abraham, remember now, it's not the physical seed, it's the spiritual inheritance. Abraham had Jesus Christ within. If you have Jesus Christ within, you are the seed. And many nations are blessed, not just the physical little nation of Israel. Galatians chapter 3, of course, says that seed is not as of many, but as of one, Jesus Christ. And so Jesus Christ is the blessing, is the promise that has gone to many people and many nations. One seed, but to many people and many nations. And there's neither Greek nor Jew, male nor female, but we are all one in Christ Jesus. Flesh will not inherit the kingdom of God, but the seed will inherit the kingdom of God. Christ within, Paul said, the hope of glory. The seed is planted in a person's soul and mind and heart. And that's why the Ethiopian was told, if thou believest with all thy heart. Jesus said, I stand at the door, in Revelation, stand at the door and knock. If you open that door, he will come in and sup with you. And he'll be one with you. The seed will come in and you will be like that grain of mustard seed, our Lord said. Like a shining light on a hill. You will produce fruit. And that mustard seed grows and grows and grows. Jesus said, by their fruit, you shall know them. Was he speaking about the Jews? No, he said that they were of their father, the devil, and the devil's works they would do. The physical attribute is man who is natural, natural man. But the natural man receiveth not the things of God, only those who accept the word of God. And what happens? 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. There, my friend, is the seed of Abraham, the seed which is Jesus Christ, planted inside. You'll be born again of incorruptible seed. How? By the word of God, and you will live and he will abide in you forever. That is the mystery of the seed. Why is it so difficult for some pastors today? Because they've been lied to by this Israel first theology, and I say Israel first, meaning the nation and the physical race of Israel. They put the nation of Israel, the earthly nation of Israel and Jerusalem, and the people of Israel first before Jesus Christ and his servants and saints. That's insane, and that's against God's ruling. That's against what God said in Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. He told Abraham, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee. That's all the Christians that bless God through Abraham and bless his seed, which is Jesus. And I will curse him that curseth thee. Oh, my friends, if anyone curseth the Christian, if anyone curse the saints of God, they will be cursed by God. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Did it say, in thee shall all those who are of the Jewish blood be blessed? It did not. It says, in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. All of the nations of the earth, it's defined in chapter 22, verses 17 and 18. Galatians 3:16, read it again. Read it 10 times. It says, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He did not say, that's God did not say, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, which is Christ. He was telling Abraham, it is through your seed, which is Christ, that all nations will be blessed. You get the picture? You get the image? You get the understanding, my friends? It's the seed of Christ Jesus. Now you know the mystery. When Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. Jesus said that Abraham saw his time. And he was overjoyed about seeing Jesus. Oh yes, Abraham knew. He was given a heavenly vision. And he was told that through the seed of Abraham, that is, through Christ Jesus, all nations would be blessed. A lot of people say it's through the Jews who are of the physical blood and DNA. From them will all nations be blessed. What a blasphemy. It's from the seed of Abraham, which is Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:16, Galatians 3:16, Galatians 3:16, Galatians 3:16, Galatians 3:16, Galatians 3:16. I said it so many times, I hope seven. I hope it's seven. John chapter 5, verse 39 says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. My friends, the seed of Abraham is Jesus Christ and no other. If you've got Jesus in you, you're of the seed of Abraham. You've got the promise. You've got the inheritance. You're a holy priesthood. I don't care whether you live in Tanganyika, Afghanistan, or Toledo, Ohio, or Syracuse, New York, or Chicago, Illinois. If you've got Jesus Christ in your heart and you're born again of incorruptible seed, which is the word of God, you are of Abraham's seed, which is Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:16. Do you have to be a Jew that lives in Jerusalem, a Jew that lives in New York, a Jew that lives in Tokyo? Of course, that means nothing unless you're a Jew who has the seed, which is Jesus Christ, planted in you. Because you see, it doesn't matter whether you're a Jew or a Gentile. It doesn't matter whether you're whatever nation you are. It doesn't matter to God. He makes you a new person. That's the wonderful news. Now, no Christian can be a hater. How can you hate a person? Why should you hate a person? Because God chooses from all the nations. Does he choose black? Yes. Does he choose Jews? Yes. Does he choose Greeks? Yes. Does he choose browns? Yes. Does he choose yellow? Yes. Tex Mars, should we discriminate? Discriminate? Why should you discriminate? Are you a new person in Christ? What color are you in Christ? Do you really think that in heaven there's just going to be black people? Is that what you think, African American? Well, you don't know the scriptures. Do you think that in heaven they're all going to be white up there, all the saints of God? Well, you don't know the scriptures. Do you really think that it's only the Jews that are the seed of Abraham? Then you don't know the scriptures, because the scriptures say clearly it's Jesus that is the seed. Oh, I don't know how many times I can say that. Verse 29 of Galatians chapter 3. I want you to read this, and my friends, why don't you write it out and put it under your pillow tonight so you'll remember it. Listen to this, Galatians chapter 3, verse 29. Take it to your pastor. He doesn't even believe this, probably, if you have a pastor of a Baptist church or a free evangelical church or an Assembly of God church. I'm telling you, he doesn't even believe what I'm going to read to you. He'll deny it. He'll deny it 100 times and say, well, you don't understand. No, he doesn't understand. You understand. You say, Pastor, I understand very well. I can read the Bible for myself. The Holy Ghost will instruct me. Who's instructing you? Some college cemetery professor? Some Bible school nut? Is that who taught you, Pastor? Listen to Galatians chapter 3, verse 29. And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Let me read it again. Now, does it say, first of all, I'm gonna ask you this question before I read it again. Does it say, now, if you are of Jewish blood, then are ye Abraham's seed? No. Does it say, if you're white and Anglo-Saxon, then you're of Abraham's seed? No. Does it say, if you're a black man from Africa, that you're Abraham's seed? No. Does it say only the Jews can be Abraham's seed? No. Let me read it to you. I always love to read the Bible. I always love it when people ask me a question and they say, Tex Mars, do you believe that the Jews are Abraham's seed? That they're God's chosen people? Why, if you don't, you have to be a heretic. I say, well, let's see what God said. Let's see if you will brand God a heretic. It says in his word, Galatians 3, verse 29, and if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now, let's just go back up in the scriptures to a verse right before that, verse 28. It says, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Now, what if you get a church together and one guy says, I'm a Jew, I'm special. The next says, no, I'm Greek, I'm special. The next says, I'm German, I'm special. The other one says, well, I'm a free man. I was never a slave, I'm special. The person says, well, I'm a woman, I'm better. Guy says, I'm a guy, I'm better. What does God have to say about all that chaos and confusion? He says, forget it. You people need some instruction. For you're all one in Christ Jesus. So if you want to debate me, my friends, about whether the Jews are God's chosen, I'm talking about the physical Jews. If you want to say to me, only those who are of Israeli heritage, Jewish blood, are Abraham's seed, I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to direct you to the Bible. Verse 27, see, we can just work ourselves back in Galatians. Verse 27 says, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Verse 26, I love to back up a little bit here. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Do you get to be a Jew by being circumcised? No. Do you get to be a child of God because you were born a Jew of Jewish blood and DNA? No. It's by faith. By faith in Christ Jesus. You know, I love Acts chapter 17, verse 26. People would just take that into their mind and heart. There wouldn't be any prejudice and bias in the world. It says, of one blood, all nations, God made all nations. Out of one blood, he made all the people on the face of the earth. Of one blood. The Jew says, yes, but I have special blood. I have the blood of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. I'm so special. You're not any better than anybody else. But you say, well, look at me. I'm white. I'm Anglo-Saxon. I'm Nordic. I'm superior. Oh, please. Don't waste my time. Because out of one blood, God made all the people on the face of the earth. Now, there's some people saying, now, Tex, you don't understand. You obviously haven't heard of the serpent seed doctrine. The serpent seed doctrine. You see, Tex, there's a bloodline that's of serpent seed, and there's a bloodline that is of the seed of God. It's all a matter of physical race, they say. And I say, well, how did you get that? They say, well, see, Tex, you have to go back to the book of Genesis, and there you'll find that Cain was the seed of the serpent. And that Abel was the seed of God. And there it began right in the Garden of Eden. And from that time, we have all the races. And you know, the evil races, the Jews and the blacks and all, they're all of the serpent seed. Because Lucifer, you know, the serpent, had sex with Eve in the garden. And from that sexual union came the serpent seed race. Cain's seed, the seed of Cain. Oh, yes, Tex, you need to go back to Genesis and you'll find out. I think that's a good idea. I'll just go back to Genesis. Why, I'm an inquiring man. I'd like to know. I want to know the mystery of the seed. Let's just go back. And I have in front of me, my friends, Genesis chapter 4. We're going to see what God has to say about this very unusual, odd, and strange, and bizarre theory about the serpent seed. It says in Genesis chapter 4, and I read, and Adam knew Eve, his wife. In other words, yes, indeed, he had sexual relations with his wife, which was lawful. It was his wife. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived. Okay, she conceived out of that relationship she had. And bare Cain. And bare Cain. Oh, you mean she didn't have sex with the devil, with Lucifer? No. It says here, Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain. But I'm not finished. Then it says, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. I have gotten a man from the Lord. Verse 2, and she again bare his brother Abel. His brother Abel. Well, we have two sons born, Adam and Eve. Adam knew Eve, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. You see, my friends, it wasn't Adam and Eve's fault that Cain fell and Abel was exalted by God. It was Cain's fault, for he gave the sacrifice that was not acceptable. He gave a sacrifice of the earth. He was the first environmentalist. But the blood sacrifice, which foreshadowed Jesus, was of Abel. Cain had a heritage, all right, but it's a spiritual heritage. My friend, they came out of the same loins. They came out of the same DNA, the same blood, the same way, the same circumstances. They were brothers, but one chose evil and one chose good. Now the question, my friends, is who are you going to choose today? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You're not a black man anymore. You're not a white man. You're not a woman. You're not a man. You're a new creature in Christ. All things are become new. And you have the seed of God within you with Christ Jesus. My friends, what a wonderful God we have that's made it this way, that you can literally have Christ within the seed of Abraham, which is Christ Jesus. And remember always Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. If you sow to your own flesh, your flesh will reap corruption. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life. Here again we see a principle. It's not what the flesh is, my friends. It's the Spirit. The Spirit of God. Faith in Christ Jesus. Let your works show, my friends, that you are born again of the Spirit of God. That is the mystery of the seed. This is Tex Mars. You've been listening to Bible Home Church. I hope you'll tune in again next week. Until then, may God richly bless you.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.